was up. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad that we can get together to worship God. Have you ever tried to think about this at the time of end of the age? During this time, there will be lots of deceitful things happening.
There
will be lots of robbery.
And
lots of
terrorists. And
also, the world leader will come forth as a dictatorship. And the people around the world, people around the world, the richer they are, the more they will refuse the gospel. In this Western part of the world, everybody are living peacefully and prosper. Because of that, they leave God. They only know how to worship the money.
你可以覺得話中國人成日話呢個世風日下啦，人生不古咁成日話，而家呢個世界啲人好似係唔好似舊時咁樣喎。
Just like in some of the Chinese saying that the people of this age is different from the past now.
其實係唔係？
Is that truth?
我覺得未必啊。
Well, it's not necessary.
尼布甲撒以王就喺呢個但以理書第三章裏邊，俾我哋睇到一個嘅好好嘅例子。
We're going to share with you in the Daniel chapter 3 is the king of
Nebuchadnezzar.
This king rules Middle East
3,000 years ago.
It's about roughly about
2,500 years ago.
He forced his citizens to worship his homemade
statue.
He treated himself as God. So you can tell this is a shadow of the end of the age.
And in the
Bible, he said that under his threat, and people need to obey his commands.
而在圣经里面,在刚才读过帖州罗尼加后书,也都说将来也都会有一个在我们现在的世界出现的一个敌基督。
And also, we just read in 2 Thessalonians that you say at the end of the age, there will be a ruler coming out who will be just like Nebuchadnezzar.
他也都一样会同样地来迷惑众生。
He will come out to deceive people.
他也都会叫人来将来拜他。
And he will make people to worship him as God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊,
Dear brothers and
sisters, 我们今天想和大家分享,
this is the thing I want to
但以理书第三章,
this is chapter 3, Daniel. Chapter
我们一个开始的祈祷,
let's start with prayer.
天父, 我们实在感谢你, 为我们预备你自己的话语, 我们知道这个是一个末世的时候,
Father, we thank you for the word that you have given to us. We know this is the end of the age now.
在这个末世时候, 人心是要追求这个钱, 名利,
at this age, as the time getting closer to the end of the age, people go after the money.
主啊，你话当人听见天国嘅道理，但系唔明白嗰阵时候，魔鬼就会将呢个道理从佢心里边拿开。
We know that as the end of the age comes, people when people heard about the gospel and the kingdom of God approaching them, and when they don't understand, the Satan will go to snap that away from them.
主啊，求你使到我哋今日系留心听你嘅话语。
Lord, pray that you will help us to be attentive.
我们感谢祂奉我主耶稣基督的名义求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请大家和我看但以理书第三章，我们由第一节开始看。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3. We will start reading verse 1.
我手上我揸的是中文圣经。
The one I'm holding is a Chinese version.
咁我发觉咧，中文圣经而家同呢个英文圣经咧就有少少唔同喎。
I realize that the translation of between Chinese and English has slight difference.
但如果你睇呢个英文圣经呢个古旧嘅 King James version 咧，你会发觉咧中文圣经好似系近啲。
If you look at the King James versions compared with Chinese version, their similarity has is a lot more than NIV.
我有兩次喺呢度講道就好似撞咗板，因為係我讀嘅係 King James Version， 但係大家翻譯出嚟好似完全唔同嘅，唔知我講咩。
Remember one time I was reading King James versions, but when it when your brother and sister reading the other version, it seems to a big difference.
嗱，請大家留心呢個但以理書第三章。
Okay, let's look at verse chapter 3.
尼布甲拉撒王造了一個金像，高六十褲。
The king of Nebuchadnezzar made an image of God. The height is 90 feet high and 9 feet.
嗱，你聽見呢個英文話九十尺。
When you hear the English translation say 90 feet high.
中文譯做呢個六十褲。
And in Chinese it said 60 cubit feet.
到底係邊個啱咧？
So which one is more close to the original?
其實兩個都啱。
As a matter of fact, both are right.
因為一褲咧係等於一尺半。
So basically, one cubit feet is equal to 1.5 foot.
但係大家要請留心就點解聖經話裏邊你睇呢個但以理書第三章裏邊有好多六字出現？
Just pay attention that if you look at the chapter 3, there will be lots of things happening. Things repeating itself, it's like
seven times.
So if you have English version, just make a note besides 90 feet, say it's 60 cubit feet. When did the image of gold establish? We don't know.
有好多解經家就話，可能就係但以理同尼布甲拉撒王講咗嗰個金講嗰個異象之後咧，可能係20年之後發生嘅。
We don't know when was the statue established, but some of the scholar of the Bible interpret that, speculating that it could be after Daniel interpreted the dream to King of Nebuchadnezzar 20 years later.
大家記得喺第二章裏邊講話尼布甲利撒王。
You know, in chapter 2, and we know that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. The dream caused him lots of fears. And that dream happened all the time.
So he just wanted
to ask his enchanter, scholars, and astrology to see whether they have cheated
on him.
Because this king is very superstitious. All his government official has to learn how to interpret. So he asked his official, say, I had a dream, interpret it for me. So those people said, well, it's pretty simple. You just tell us your dream, then we'll interpret it for you. The king replied to the astrologer. The king said, well, you have cheated me for a long time. This time, I'm not going to tell you what my dream was. You first tell me what my dream was, and then you interpret it. If not, then all will be killed. All the people will be killed. And they would forfeit their treasure and the house. And the house would become a rabble.
哇！咁佢哋話弊啦，今次，因為佢哋罪犯，佢哋驚罪犯欺君啊嘛，欺君之罪係死罪嚟嘅喎。
Yeah, they were really scared because they know that the punishment will lead them to death.
所以咧，我哋大家咧就係上次同大家講到話，但以理向神嚟到祈禱。
Remember last time I shared with you, because under these circumstances, Daniel prayed to God.
神就俾佢睇到。
But God revealed, because of the prayer, God revealed to him about the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. Because of that,
God after...
So that's why Daniel can interpret the dream to the Nebuchadnezzar. He said, the dream you had about the statue is a huge statue. The head is made of gold. The chest is made of silver. And the waist is made of copper.
然後兩隻腳係用鐵做嘅。
And the foot was made of iron.
但係係鐵又溝埋泥喎。
And the iron was mixed with clay.
王啊，點解你咁驚咧？
Then he asked, "Why are you so afraid?"
就呢個像好大，好宏偉。
And yes, the statue is big and enormous.
但忽然間呢個像係被一嚿大石嚟到打碎。
But all of a sudden, it was broken down by a rock.
呢個大石係非人手所做嘅。
This rock was not made by human hands.
係首先一打係打呢個像嘅腳。
And he struck the statue on its feet of iron.
而打碎咗個腳，因為嗰個腳係有鐵同埋泥嘅，打就碎啦。
And it hit the statue of its feet and iron and clay and smashed it.
跟住整個像就係咁粉碎咗。
And because of that, the statue become broken into pieces.
佢王啊，呢四個金屬係代表四個個王朝。
He said that these four different type of metals represent the four different period of
the 金嘅頭就代表你，因為巴比倫人係最中意用金嘅。
The gold represent the Babylonian because they like gold.
在你之後會有第二個王朝出，呢個王朝係中意用銀嘅。
And after you, there will be different kingdom come up. That kingdom would love silver.
後來我哋知道呢個第二個王朝就係馬代波斯。
And the second kingdom is Persian.
跟住第三個係銅嘅腰咧，呢個係代表呢個希臘。
And the third one is represent Egypt.
係後來滅馬代波斯。
Is a Persian?
Persia.
Yeah, Persian.
The Greeks.
The Greeks and Persia.
The Greeks would conquer the Persians. 然後佢話到後來呢個鐵與泥嘅係代表羅馬政府。
And the last one is the fourth kingdom is represent the Romans.
羅馬政府係粉碎咗希臘人嘅世界。但後來羅馬政府係自己分開嘅。
And after that, Romans set apart.
上次我同大家講到話嗰嚿大石啊，打碎呢個金像嘅大石，其實係預表基督。
So the last time I shared with you the rock break the statue. That rock represent Christ.
因為喺新約聖經哥林多前書第十章第四節，使徒保羅就話：這石就是係預表基督。
Because in the First Corinthians, Paul said that the rock represents Christ.
1 Corinthians 10:4. 所以大家要明白到就係話，上次同大家講到話，呢四個角度已經係過去咗，但有一個角度係嚟緊。
As you can tell, all the kingdom has passed away, but still one more to come.
嗱，呢個角度係我哋未見到字嘅。
This kingdom we haven't seen that yet.
呢個角度將會粉碎呢個世界上所有嘅角度。
And this kingdom will smash all the kingdoms of the earth.
我上次同大家講到就係喺呢度。
And this is how I stopped last time.
就叫我哋大家要小心同埋明白到呢個世界係末世嘅時代。
So I want you to pay attention that this is a sign of coming to the end of the age.
我要留心呢個最後嗰個嘅大擊打石像嘅擊打大將嘅嗰個嘅磐石就快會出現，呢個就係基督。
So I want to remind you that the rock that will hit the big statue is coming.
上次同大家講到就尼布甲尼撒爾王聽咗之後咧就好震驚。
We shared with you last time that King Nebuchadnezzar, after he heard the interpretation, he was troubled.
於是乎佢就封咗但以理為丞相。
Because of that, because of the good interpretation, he promoted Daniel.
啊，咁啊，但以理就好照顧兄弟嘅喎。
And Daniel looks after his brother and sister.
但以理係有福同享嘅人。
He's a guy that willing to share good things with people.
於是乎，但以理就話：，我有三個朋友，一齊都提升埋佢。
So he promoted to the Nebuchadnezzar, say, I got three friends. You should also promote them as well.
咁啊，沙德拉、米撒、亞伯尼哥就呢三個嘅但以理嘅朋友。
And those three friends are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
咁佢哋都成為咗呢個大官。
And they become official as well.
當然佢官位係冇但以理咁高啦。
Of course, their position is not same as Daniel.
咁第三章開始嗰陣就話呢個王一開始呢個王就做咗一個金像。
In the beginning of chapter 3, it talks about King Nebuchadnezzar make an image of gold.
有人就話呢個金像係可能20年後嘅。
Some people speculate that statue was made after 20 years.
係耶路撒冷陷落咗之後嘅。
After the collapse of Jerusalem,
呢個皇帝係自己係呢個驕傲啊，尊王。
The king was arrogance and rude.
因為呢個皇帝嗰陣時候，佢陷咗耶路撒冷之後，佢跟住打敗埋呢個埃及。
After he conquered Jerusalem, he also defeat Egypt.
亞述亦都俾佢滅埋。
same as Assyria.
所以當時整個嘅中東嘅社會同埋呢個最大國家都係在佢呢個鎮壓之下降服啦。
At that time, all the kingdoms around the Middle East is under his control.
當時係未有呢個羅馬社會，當時係未有呢個希臘，未有呢個即係啲大政權出嚟嗰陣，佢就係天下之大，全部係佢管嘅。
At that time, he is the first kingdom. He has control of all the area.
佢做咗個金像叫人拜。
He created an image.
上次同大家睇到叫人拜嗰陣，佢哋唔肯拜咧，就要燒，就用火燒死。
And he make a decree that if no one, if anyone do not worship this statue, will put into blazing furnace.
但以利書第三章裏邊，大家要留心嘅，就有好多個六字。
In chapter 3, we'll observe there's lots of things related to six.
首先係六十副，然後就六十副高，然後就六副闊。
The first is 60 cubic, and then six cubic.
六十副咧，其實英文聖經話九十尺高喎，咁九十尺高係幾高啊？
In English version, say 90 feet high. 90 feet high.
我估起碼有九層樓高，係咪？對唔對？你哋有冇人讀工程㗎？
90 feet high could be equivalent to 9-story high.
起碼有九層樓咁高，係咪？對唔對？ 應該係好高嘅像嚟㗎喎。
Should be pretty tall.
同埋佢係呢個九尺闊。
And also, it's 9 feet wide.
咁我問大家，到底巴比倫有冇咁多金可以起個咁樣嘅像？
I'm just wondering whether Babylon would have such that would have that much gold to build a statue of this size. I can imagine that even though you get the gold from the whole wide world, you won't be sufficient to build a statue of that. So that's impossible to get all the pure gold to build this.
所以我估咧，里边咧应该系咧木做嘅，而系外出咧系铺金嘅啫吓。
So I suspect that inside could be built by wood, but outside was overcast by gold.
So it
just symbolized the scheme of Satan, that outwardly maybe look majestic, but inside is empty.
大家睇見咧要留心就係佢叫八種嘅官員嚟到敬拜佢，係三章第二節。
In the verse chapter 3 verse 2, he has 8 different type of official to worship him.
大家看看,有这个总督,
satraps,
有这个钦差,
prefects,
巡抚,
governors,
牧师,
advisors,
判事,
treasurers,
谋士, 法官,
judges and magistrates, and other provincial provincial officials.
所以全国的所有文武百官,
so in all other people,
会计师啊,
or the treasurer,
律師啊,
lawyer, judges,
所有的文官啊,
and all the provincial officials.
所有的大官都是要說一起要來拜他,
they all come together to dedicate the image.
而且這個像是要開光哦,
they need to dedicate the image.
我們大家看看,香港人經常那些菩薩在香港運來加拿大的,每個人都在香港開光的。
You know, you also notice some similarity that people worship Chinese Buddhas, that when they bring them from Hong Kong, they need to dedicate first before they can bring over to Canada. Where did it come from? Where was the dedication came from? It could be origin from the Daniel chapter 3, verse 2.
大家要留心,
just pay attention.
他在20年前听到但以理所说,
20 years ago, he heard the interpretation of Daniel.
There
are four different types of metals. Gold is a head.
And
the rest is silver and copper and iron.
如果他是顺从神那个的启示的话,
if he acts according to the plan of God, he would not dare to make the statue.
大家留心啊！佢知道自己 Babylon係用金嚟到代表。He
know that Babylon is represented by gold.
結果佢要起個像啊，全部係金嘅喎。So
he want to make a statue make of gold.
嗱，佢聽咗神嘅話語。After
he heard the word of God.
我問大家到底佢明唔明啊？嗱。Do
you think he understood?
我相信佢聽咗之後咧，佢絕對唔明，佢亦都唔想明白。
I'm sure that he did not understand what he heard, and probably he refused of seeking understanding. He refused God's instructions.
So 聖經就喺馬太福音第十三章話過， 有人聽了神的話語，不明白的話， 魔鬼就將他的心裡面的道種拿開。
That's why in Matthew 13, he talks about that people don't understand the truth, and Satan will come and snap it away.
今天很多人回到教會都是， 聽到的時候他們是不專心的。
There are lots of people, also now today, there are lots of people come to the church. They listen to the word, they don't understand. And they, lots of people that while they're listening, they're talking at the same time. They will not pay attention. The body is there, the mind is absent. Be careful that you could be like a Nebuchadnezzar. So you heard some and did not hear the others. So the head of gold becomes the statue. What he meant by that is Nebuchadnezzar did not completely submit to God after he listened to Daniel. Lots of people come to the church, but they never surrender their heart to God. So what does it mean by why he makes so huge a statue? Because he just wants to worship himself. In the Bible, seventh is represent symbolize completeness. Sixth is a number symbolize human.
So you see, So
that's why you say that the height of the statue is the sixth cubit. The Y is six. Is man want to be better than God? You can tell that Nebuchadnezzar used different ways to threaten
and to keep people.
And also in the verse 5, he also have a different scheme. Also, you can tell how many type of instruments he used. And he used horn, flute, zither, lute, harps, pipes, and all kind of music. Is anyone here play music? And how many of those need to blow, and how many of those are string?
How many are string instruments? How many are wind instruments? Wind instrument. There are two sung wind instruments and four string instruments. 起碼有六個嘅特別嘅音樂嘅器具講咗出嚟。
So this talk about this, there's six different types of instruments.
嗱，佢話一路吹奏呢啲嘅，你哋就拜啦咁。
While this music are playing, then you start to worship.
親愛弟兄姊妹啊，
Dear brothers,
呢個咪就係而家嘅流行音樂咯。
This is what symbolizes the music of this modern day.
係幫助人拜鬼㗎。
This music is lead people to worship the devil.
曾經喺10幾年前有人就係咁樣做過一個嘅調查。
About 10 years ago, people did a survey on this.
佢哋將嗰啲流行音樂，將嗰啲搖滾樂嘅 rock and roll.
They put all this rock and roll or pop music.
佢將佢裏邊所講嘅、所唱嘅倒轉嚟唱。
People did a study on that. They reversed the songs.
哇！發覺原來倒轉嚟唱都合理嘅喎，原來。
When he reversed the rhythm to sing, it still makes sense.
原來將嗰啲音樂嘅，即係原來將佢唱嗰啲音樂倒轉嚟講咧，都有呢個有佢嘅節奏嘅喎。
And even though he reversed the songs, it still has a rhythm.
但裏邊咧係叫人拜鬼嘅喎，原來。
But the content itself is to lead people to worship Satan.
呢啲叫 subliminal conditioning 係。 是你不知不覺之中呢,是要來呢,混淆了你的思想。
So they use the techniques of deprive your mind unconsciously.
Michael Jackson呢,我們今天看報紙說他好像,即是他已經過氣了很久了,說他又想再東山復起。
We also heard from the paper that about Michael Jackson, he wants to come back again.
我從來不喜歡聽他說的,我從來不喜歡聽他的。
I never listened to any of his music.
Because he
has a more feminine style now. While part of the singing, he became a female voice.
所以我聽他唱呢,我就好像想打人一樣,我很生氣,所以我不唱了,令我自己情緒不寧。
Once I heard his music, my emotion got disturbed.
所以大家要小心啊。So
be careful.
尼布加撒耳王他就這樣,一方面是用這個恐嚇,一方面是用音樂。
So he used both techniques. He used threat and also used music to make people worship him.
他懂得用這個心理學啊。
He knows the psychology.
凡是不肯俯伏金像的時候,就扔在火湖裡燒他。
He said that whoever doesn't want to worship the image will be put into blazing fire.
還有這樣,他派,大家留心這個第四節。
Also,
他派人跟他說的。And
he sent Herod loudly proclaim.
他派他自己的傳福音的人。He
sent his Herod to proclaim.
原文聖經說這個傳令的大聲講這個 proclaimer 就是新約聖經裡面講的傳福音的人。
In these verses here, the Herod loudly proclaim is referenced similar to the gospel is about the preacher.
新約聖經神是叫我們是 傳福音的時候,亦都用同樣的方法,是大聲地喊叫。
So in the New Testament, it uses the same techniques that loudly proclaim the gospel. That the kingdom of God is coming. So you can tell that Satan has adopted lots of techniques from the proclaiming of the gospel.
還有這樣,他不只想要巴比倫的國家。
He not only want the Babylonian to listen to him.
大家留心第七節,
also look at verse 7.
他說,所有各方各族各國的人都是要聽他說話來拜他。
And he also want all the peoples, nations, and men of every language fell down and worship the image.
今天異端我覺得常常都是想衝破這個種族界線。不知為何教會常常喜歡種族分離。
And you also, you know that nowadays the trend is to try to mix everything together. Has no divisions of any race or language. But Bibles always teach us to be segregated from others.
不知道,很多教会都是白有白,黑有黑,黄有黄,但是世界人就是说要种族和谐的。
And the world preaching about this harmony of different race, but
the church... And
also, you can read from the paper that some of this mafia, they also want to transcend race.
所以尼布加撒耳王说,所有世界上,所有人民,各方各国各族的人都要拜我。
So King Nebuchadnezzar say, all the people, nations, and different every language come to worship him. You can tell how big his ambition
is. I'm
also going to share with you, also we talk about this in 2 Thessalonians, talk about this Antichrist will come. So let's look at the 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2.
接下來後書第二章的時候呢。Chapter
2.
大家就要留心下有一樣,
just pay attention to one thing.
他就說將末世的時候到,
when the end of the age come.
當時是有人是用有靈有言語是有冒主的名來講說話。
There will be people
第二節,
that they will prophesy and reports and letters to propose that come from us.
另外還講過第三節裡面說,那日子到的時候必有離道反教的事,並有大罪人在沉淪之子顯現出來。
And they also said that at the dates will come, there will be a rebellious occur.
這種人是抵擋主高抬自己,超過一切稱為神的。
That person will oppose and exalt himself over everything.
甚至坐在神裏面,
and they will accept humans' worship, and he will proclaim himself as God. The Chinese version translation is better than the English.
中文聖經裡面說是有離道反教的事,
And there will be, in there this it talk about lawlessness we reveal. And then in English version, you only talk about rebellions.
Until the rebellion occurs.
Rebellions occurs.
但中文聖經就是有離道和反教.
And in Chinese, it say people will depart from the truth and rebel against the ways.
什麼叫離道啊?
What do you mean by rebel?
不翻教會咯.
Rebel the truth. And people
什麼叫反教啊?
Not come to the church.
不翻教會之後呢? 還叫人不要回喎.
And also those who doesn't want to come to church also encourage other not
to
come to church. And they badmouth Christianity. And in the English version, it says these are the rebellious.
但中文聖經講得清楚好多。中文聖經就呢啲人係咁樣開始，首先係離道，跟住個反教。
And those are people that they was first deny the truth and then rebellious.
尼布甲利撒耳王就係咁樣，佢叫人拜佢自己嘅像，這個就係預表將來嘅敵基督要做嘅事。
Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing. He asked people to worship him, and this revealed the future things happen that the Antichrist will ask people to worship him.
牧師, 同大家講個啟示錄啦。
Pastor John has shared with you about Revelation.
咁啊，林牧師就叫我 讀呢個同大家睇但以理書。
So Pastor John asked me to share with you on Book of Daniel.
咁佢就但以理書咧，其實就係同佢所講嘅啟示錄咧係有好多吻合嘅地方。
And he realized he knew that the Book of Daniel, the contents of Book of Daniel is consistent with the Book of Revelation.
到底呢個要人拜佢金像嘅呢個個王，到底喺啟示錄裏邊係有冇呢個預表佢嘅咧？
As you can see in here, that Nebuchadnezzar asked people to worship him. Do you think in the book of Revelation has ever mentioned about this type of behavior? Yes, it did. Let's look at Revelation chapter 13. And in there it talks about a beast out of the sea.
第一節去到第十節裏面就係會講到呢個獸係迷惑人同埋叫人拜佢。
In the verse 1-10, it talks about the beast of the sea will deceive people such that they would worship him.
13章第二節啟示錄。
Look at the verse 2.
我所看見的獸形象像豹，腳像熊，腳口像呢個獅子嘅口。 熊嘅腳口像獅子嘅口。
And in verse 2, it said, the beast I saw resembled a leopard, and his hand had feet like those of the bear, and a mouth like those of a lion.
呢個就係其實嗰個金像嘅一個預表嚟嘅，因為金像裏面所講嗰個金頭咧，其實咧後來但以理書第九章裏邊就話，但以理睇到第二個異象喺第七章嘅第九章裏邊講到話，佢見到呢個像咧係用四個獸嚟到預表出嚟。
So this verses here is really similar to the book of Daniel of four different type of animal.
獅子嘅口咧，亦都係預表到巴比倫，因為巴比倫係最中意用金色嘅獅子嘅。
It's really similar to the Babylon style that they use the gold to make a statue of lions.
呢度係啟示錄13章裏邊係講到話，將來會有一個咁樣嘅怪獸出嚟。
In chapter 13 of Revelation, he said that the beast is coming out.
係從海裏邊出嘅喎。
Coming out of the sea.
同埋咧，有呢個大嘅權勢係俾咗佢。
And that will a huge, big authority will be given to him.
同埋全地嘅人都係稀奇，要跟從那獸同埋拜那獸。
Or the people of the earth will astonish and willing to worship him. They will worship the beast.
因為龍係將自己嘅權柄交咗俾個獸。
And he worshipped the dragon because the dragon gave their authority to the beast and power.
所以大家睇到嘛，喺啟示錄裏邊，亦都會將來教會被提咗之後，地上嘅人民亦都係會被逼嚟到拜一個同樣嘅金像。
You can see that in the Bible, it said that after the rapture of the church, and the devil will make people to worship the idols like this. Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing. He made himself as God, making people to worship him. If not, then they would be killed by a blazing furnace.
啟示錄第13章，亦都有同樣嘅類似嘅咁講過。
In chapter 13 of Revelation, it's talked about a similar approach.
第十二節去到第十五節裏邊。
In the verse 12 to 15.
裏邊就話呢個獸係行咗好多嘅虛假嘅神蹟出嚟，嚟到呃人。
And talk about the beast performed lots of a miracle, miraculous signs, and great miraculous signs.
嚟到建立自己嘅威勢。
And to establish, in order to establish his throne.
包括又有假復活啊。
Including the false,
又可以叫火降在地上啊。
The resurrections and also send the fire from heaven.
用呢個假嘅歧視嚟到迷惑人。
Use different techniques to and sign to deceive people.
然後第十五節話又有權柄賜給他。
And the verse 15 also said about
叫呢個獸有呢個生氣。
Also talk about he given him the power, giving him the power to the beast that he can breathe.
所有不敗獸像人都要被殺害。
And also enable the beast to speak, so whoever refused to worship him would be killed.
尼布甲尼撒耳王係好中意用鹿嚟到代表自己呢個嘅像，有六十副。有九副，亦都後來有呢個六種嘅音樂，六種嘅音樂嘅樂器。
Nebuchadnezzar liked to use the number of six to represent his style of ruling the peoples. You talk about the six official and then six type of instruments.
啟示錄十三章第十八節裏邊就話呢個獸亦都係用呢個六六六嚟到講自己。
And also in Revelation, it talks about the beast will use 666 to represent his power.
同埋所有人咧都要喺自己嘅面上或者个手上里边咧印上呢个666嘅印记。如果唔系，冇人会卖嘢俾佢，水都冇得饮啊。
And also in the Bible, it talks about that people will have to receive the mark of 666 in the right hand or in the forehead. Otherwise, they will not be able to do any trading.
但系圣经讲过话，凡系有666嘅印咗喺度嘅话咧，个个都系将来要死嘅，冇个有永生嘅。
But the Bible also said that those who have the symbol of 666 in their body, they will all perish.
後來聖經都講過喺啟示錄裏邊話，嗰啲印咗六六六嘅喺塊面或者喺手裏邊嘅話咧，嗰個印啊開始令佢哋咧係點樣發炎啊。
And also, the Bible also talked about that the symbol of the sign of 666 either in the right hand. Or in the forehead will cause them have some infections occur.
印一塊面嘅就爛面。
For those who has that on their forehead will cause infections.
嗰個面啊係會因為呢個發炎嘅潰爛啊。
And they will eat away the flesh.
印咗喺手度嘅亦都會爛手。
Also would eat away the flesh.
所以當時嘅人係好痛苦啊！如果你印咗六六嘅話。
So those people will suffer a lot at that time.
咁我講個少啊，如果你係冇得被提，教會走咗啦。
Let's say you are one of those that you will not be raptured with the church
people. Then
you will be alert that if you had a 66,
you definitely died.
And you might want to make a decision that I'm not going to die, I better make a decision now to accept
God.
But you never know, like your spouse who's sleeping next beside you might stamp you of 666.
咁啊，第二朝醒咗洗面咧就望，哇！點解都六六六嘅咁？點搞啊？喂，唔關我事喎，咁唔係我想嘅喎，咁點算
？And you wake up in the morning, if you notice that you got a 666 symbol on your face.
啊，懵佬！你今日要去 Save 買餸啊嘛？如果冇六六六，冇得賣㗎咁。
So you ask why? Your wife said, "You need to go to Save to buy food. That's why I'm going to stamp you with 666."
咁你點算咧？咁
？So what can I do at that time? You figure.
咁有咩方法啊？
So what do you think?
快啲去整容啦，快啲去。
So you better do some cosmetic surgery.
Face off 啊，快啲啊，快啲換個塊面啦嚇。可以得嘅，而家科學好進步嘅而家。
Or do the face off.
如果唔係中國人啊，快啲。
Otherwise,
咁啊點樣六六六咪變八八八咯。
For Chinese, for Chinese, it would be easier because you can convert 666 into 888.
六六八都好啊。
Or 668, just slightly different, away from 666.
668, 你又買唔到嘢噶咯。
But 668, you cannot buy anything either.
六六六先得嘅啫喎。
Only can buy things at 666.
咁啊，嗱，你諗啲方法啊嚇。
So we have to figure out a way to get.
因為獸嘅數字係六六六。
The number is 666.
請大家要留心啊！凡係有獸嘅數字嘅，都係死路一條。
So whoever has the devil number 666 is perishing. will perish.
我同大家繼續睇但以理書第三章, 然後一路嚟到比較呢個啟示錄啊。
Let's go back to Daniel chapter 3 and
但以理書裏面就話 喺第三章八節裏面, 當時有幾個加勒底人進前來控告猶太人。
In verse 8, there's some astrologer come forth and denounced the Jews.
控告他們說他們不肯拜。
They denounced Jews that saying that they were not willing to worship you.
這三個人是甚麼? 撒但拉、阿撒、米格尼哥, 三個人。
Who are those people? Those are only three people. It's Sarak, Shemak, and Abednego.
他們不理會。
They ignore the commands. They ignore the commands to worship. And they refuse to worship the idols.
大家看見這裡有沒有覺得起碼有幾個問題想問大家的?
As you look at that, you know, it will probably cause you to ask a few questions.
如果有音樂的時候,每個人跪下拜的。
As you can imagine that when the music starts, everybody bow down to
worship.
They need to bow down.
他們怎麼知道有人沒有拜呢?
And how do they know that three of them did not participate?
大家有沒有想一下?
Did you think about that?
即是他都沒有拜了,對不對?
The one who observed those three did not worship, he himself probably did not worship either.
這樣, 第二個問題問大家,
the second question I want to ask you,
為什麼沒有提到但以理呢?
He never mentioned Daniel.
為什麼呢?
Why was that?
有人就說可能大以利當時病了 或者皇帝派一個出差可能去美國公幹 不知道了
People speculate that probably at that time Daniel was sick or he was sent for a trip outside this area
但就這樣我看就可能都不是
And my speculation is probably not neither of those.
可能是有些人那個皇帝是沒有叫過拜的, 或者是不用的, 因為那個皇帝覺得他對他忠心就不用了。
So it could be that there's some exception of the official, as the king realized that they're loyal to them anyway.
為什麼這班加勒底人,這班看相佬,可以見到人家沒有拜的?
So that's why some of the astrologers, they can observe some people did not worship, because they could be the exemption.
聖經就說他們是要來控告那班控告猶太人第三章八節裡面但以理書說他們控告猶太人
And in the verse 8 they talk about they denounced the Jews
那啟示錄裡面有沒有說這件事?
And in the Revelation did similar things happen about denouncing the Jews?
啟示錄裡面也有提過這件事
And also Revelation talk about that too
啟示錄裡面就說過第十三章裡面 也會說過 第十三章第八節，凡住在地上的名字，從創世以來沒有被記載，被羔羊所殺的是怎樣，有什麼情況啊？他們就會個個都要拜他。
And in verse 8 said, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, and all those names have not been written in the book of the life belonging to the Lamb.
第七節裡面，大家請留心。
Verse 7.
任憑這個獸和聖徒爭戰，並且得勝。
It talks about the beast would have make war against the saints and to conquer the saints. The astrologers denounced the Jews and they start with the three of Daniel's friends.
啟示錄13章裡面第7節和第8節裡面亦都說過話是要與聖徒來爭戰。
And also similar things happen revealed in Revelation that the beast will make wars with the saints.
要逼所有的人要拜這個金像。
And they will make the people to worship that statue.
大家要留心啊。 裡面他說如果是拜過這個金像的話,死定的。
And it said that whoever has worshipped the beast would perish.
因為他說過如果你是在被殺羔羊生命冊子裡面有 份的話呢,你不會拜那個像的。
It said that if your name is in the book of life, belongs to the Lamb, you will not worship the beast.
那班加勒底人,他們控告這個猶太人,將來神的聖民是會在這個逼迫之下。
The same thing as the saint will be persecuted by the beast, the same as the astrologers denounced the Jews at the at the time of Daniel.
啟示錄17章第6節,說將來巴比倫會出了一個大淫婦。
And in Revelation chapter 17, verse 6, it said that there will be a woman was drunk, came out from Babylon.
哇,那女人喝醉了圣徒的血,
that woman drunk the blood of the saint. And those saints who testify for Jesus.
So 很多解经家就说,这个巴比伦虽然灭亡了,但是在末世的时候会有第二个属灵的巴比伦出来,这个属灵巴比伦是抵挡神的角度,是要高举魔鬼的。
Also in the book of Daniel, even though he said the kingdom of Babylon has already passed, but in the book of Revelation, he said about the spiritual portion of Babylonia will arise to oppose the saint. And this is the end of the age.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,你可以看到这个情况吗? You 有没有看到这个近世,在这个社会里面,我们同样是受逼迫?
As you can see that there are similar things right now we are facing. We are being persecuted by different things, or influenced by different things. Like, for example, at school, would you dare to have a Bible study? My nephew in Vancouver, at school, he wanted to start a Bible study. So he asked the teacher. The teacher said, no, you cannot. You can't do that. So he was so scared that he did not start it. And after a week, his Muslim friends the Muslim make a request at school that we want to have a start of worship. And also give us a place that we can wash our feet. So the teacher accepts this proposal. So my sister think about that. It wasn't fair. So she decided to ask the teacher.
你說學校是不可以,學生是不可以用學校的班房來到課後開查經班,有哪條例講的?
You told my son that people cannot use the school facility to start the Bible study. On what basis you said you refuse that?
他說是要政治和宗教分開的嘛?
Well, he said that the school policy and religion should be separate.
我的妹妹就說,你要明白這裡是加拿大,不是美國的。
Then my sister remind the teachers that this is Canada, not United States. You mix up with the Constitution of Canada and the state constitution. Have you make up these rules, or are you based on the constitution of the school? So he has no reply on that one.
原來這個先生是怎樣最喜歡在堂上第一位基督教
And you find out that the teacher badmouth Christianity.
後來這個先生知不知道什麼結局啊?
Do you know what happened, the outcome of the teacher?
坐了監了,
he was put in prison.
因為原來後來被其他家長找到他原來是性騷擾其他女童
And he was put in prison because he was sexually assault some of the students. It's not my sister, but other parents pulled him out, picked him up. So basically, he was a big hypocrite. And he is a teacher of sociologists. Wondering, even though he teaches sociology, how come he does not understand his constitution of Canada? Well, in the beginning, probably he is not qualified to be a teacher. So he deserved to be in prison. And that kind of things happen quite often. My wife worked for the federal government. Provincial government.
Vancouver Park Board.
Vancouver Park and work. There was a church. There was a church apply for a place in a park for their evangelism. It will give away lots of hot dogs to those who attend. and also will help the homeless and the poor people in
Vancouver area.
So they asked for the license.
And my
wife's direct report refused that application. With the basis that political and religious should be separate. My wife heard about that. So she asked her direct report came to her office. My wife asked her, where's the rules of this? And she insists that, yeah, that's the rules, that we should separate political and religious. So my wife asked her to show it to me. So she was sort of afraid. And she cannot find that. She was sitting down for more than half a day to look for that, could not find it. So my wife finally said that this is the rule made by you, not there's no such things in the book. So they finally released the license. And again, although the church
was...
And also the church got complaint from the neighborhood that they creating lots of noise around the area.
结果他们过几天之后就完了之后，他们公园局就不敢再发牌给他了，说噪音太多。
So after that, the park department learned a lesson that they figured that next time they're not going to have this kind of things happen again because of the complaint.
小声点，你叫他。
Oh yeah, ask them to speak a little bit softer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个世界是要敌挡基督的世界。
We know that this world will oppose the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经喺里边话， 提摩太前书第四章第一节。提摩太前书四章第一节。In
First Timothy, chapter one.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
佢话从到末后啊，后来必定系有人会离弃真道。
听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。Is
that at the end? Second Timothy or First Timothy?
First Timothy, 4,
Timothy. 4, verse, chapter 4, verse 1. Is that at the later time, someone will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
提摩太后书第二章第十二节说， 我们如果能够忍耐，就必定与他一同作王。 Second Timothy 2:12.
In the Second Timothy 2:12, it said that if we can endure to the end, we will inherit the kingdom with God. Same as Romans chapter
8.
And it also talks about that if we suffer with Christ, we will also share the glory with Christ. In this day of time, lots of things will be out there to entice Christians to worship.
Last
thing I want to show
you.
I want to show you the techniques how to refuse the temptation of worshiping the statue.
有五个方法,
there are five ways.
但以利书第三章里面讲有五个方法是对佢嘅。
There are five ways to refuse the temptations.
你肯用呢五个方法，你就硬汉。 你就系主所用嘅人。
If you can apply these five techniques, then you're the man that can be used by God.
如果唔系，你系缩头乌龟啊。
Otherwise, you will be the loser.
中国黄埔军校有个格言，就孙中山先生讲嘅。
And that was commands from Chinese military. Said by President Tsang, he said, those who are afraid don't come.
第一样的就是对他不理会,
the first technique is to ignore it.
但我们回到但以利书, 回到但以利书第三章,
let's look at the Daniel chapter 3.
第三章第十二节,
verse 12.
我们回到但以利书第三章第十二节。 中文就话不理会、不侍奉你的神，第一样就唔睬佢。
pay no attention to that.
另外呢，我哋大家第留心第十六节啊。
Also look at the verse 16.
佢哋绑咗呢三个人去见个皇帝咯。
They tied them up and to see the king.
嗰个皇帝话：如果我再奏呢个音乐，你跪低嘅拜嘅咧，就系冇事，算冇发生过。如果唔系嘅话咧，你哋会变烧鸭。
Well, I'll give you another chance. Okay, once you heard the music again, I want you to worship. Otherwise, I will throw you to blazing furnace.
啊，咁都算系皇恩浩荡咯，话俾你悔改机会，系嘛？你咁落我面。
So he seems to be quite good. He gave them a second chance, even though he was insulted.
大家留心呢个第十三、第十六节呢三个人点同皇帝讲？
As you look at the verse 16, how these three fellows reply to Nebuchadnezzar.
啊，第三章十六节。Nebuchadnezzar.
They reply, say, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar."
你会唔会咁同个皇帝讲啊？嗱
，Would you say to the king like that?
嗱，大家要睇睇下嗰啲加勒底人点同嗰个皇帝倾偈。
You can also pay attention of astrology. How they
第三章第九节，你睇下嗰班加勒底人点同个皇帝倾偈。
You know how they astrologer how they denounce the Jews.
一见个皇帝就话点讲啊
？When they saw the king,
王啊，愿你万岁万万岁啊
！When they saw the king, they said.Old king live forever.
啊，中国人见皇帝点样啊
？How does Chinese people
中国人啊，就算见就算皇帝唔喺度啊，见到即系同平日同啊倾偈，讲到皇帝都要咁样噶吓。
When Chinese people even though the king is not in the present, when they talk about bring up the name of the king, they would use this certain way to acknowledge the presence of the king.
見到皇帝點話係皇上萬歲，梗係要咁講噶嘛。
Of course, when you see the king, you will say, "Oh, king, live forever."
我哋睇下第三章第十六節啊，呢三個青年人啊，點對呢個皇帝？尼布加利撒啊，咁樣啊。
He said, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar."
即係等於你而家見到英女王，你就唔叫佢話 Your Majesty 喎。你話 Elizabeth Windsor 啊咁樣嚇，類似啦嚇。
This type of tones is similar to when you see the Queen of England. You say you address her not as a queen, but as a first name and last name basis.
如果你見到呢、這個以前嗰個美國嘅總統布殊，你話 Hi George， 類似咁嘅啫喎。
Just like you, when you see George Bush, you acknowledge him.
你都唔叫佢 Mr. President 啊，唔叫佢啊。
Address him with the first name. You don't call him with the title, a president.
所以係點樣咧？對呢個末世嘅時代，對呢個鬼魔嘅基督徒對佢係不尊重。
So you can tell that these three fellows
不理會、不尊重
，pay no attention and show no respect.
第三樣咧
？To the third thing.
我哋繼續睇第十六節嚇，第三章第十六節。这件事我们不必回答你啊。
They said that we do not need to defend ourselves before you.
中文圣经好啲，中文圣经我都唔使睬你，唔使同你倾偈，唔使同你讲嘢。
In Chinese version, it said, "Well, basically, I don't even need to talk to you."
大家懂吗？不理会，不尊重，不回答。
Ignore and no respect and no reply.
咁你咪将我咪烧咯。
You can just throw us into a blazing furnace. And they said that I believe that the God we serve will be able to save us. Even though if he doesn't save us, we will not serve you. Definitely will not serve you. And also worship your statue.
大家睇到基督徒應該要對呢個末世嘅壓力係用咩方法啊？
So you can tell the techniques we should use is the how do we resist the threat and the temptations.
不理会,
ignore.
不尊重,
show no respect.
不回答,
and no reply.
不侍奉,
and do not serve.
不敬拜,
and no worship.
是五个方法你要将我斗夸斗臭啊，所谓吓，五个方法嚟到抵挡佢。
So use these five techniques to oppose it.
大家敢唔敢做咁嘅硬汉啊？
Any one of you dare to apply this technique?
敢唔敢啊？
Dare you to try?
可能你要付上生命代价哦。
You may have to pay the price of their life.
但你所做嘅咧，将来会喺教会嘅记录里边咧，喺天上嘅名册里边会记录你所做嘅事。
So even though you lose your life, but your name will be remembered in the book of life.
我相信无数嘅弟兄姊妹，无数嘅圣徒，亦都同样做咗呢件事。
I'm sure
there's
lots of saints or Christians willing to sacrifice their life to uphold the belief. Do you dare to do that? There was one a philosopher. They laughed at Christianity. That professor, while in his lecture, he teased Christianity. He asked the students,
Is
there any Christian among you? And Phil raised up their hands. So let me ask you philosophical question. Can God create an object which is a ball that is so big that he cannot use his hand to hold it?
大家有沒有聽過類似的問題啊?
Have you ever heard this type of questions?
即是神如果不可以做這個球,他就不是全能啦,
what he means by that, if God cannot create this ball, then he is not omnipotent.
就算他做到這個球,他都不是全能啦,
even though he can make this ball, he is not omnipotent.
那你會怎麼答啊?
How would you answer that?
那班基督徒很厲害,他說教授啊,
and the Christians were pretty smart. He was asking, we asked the question, do you think God would create a light out of the darkness?
A very bright and glowing darkness. 神会不会做个四方圆圈啊?
Would God create a square out of a circle?
会不会做个是又是四方又是圆圈的东西呢?
Create a shape, an object, which is also square and a circle.
神會不會做一個聖潔的罪人啊?
Can God also create a holy sinner?
神會不會做一個識字的文盲的人啊?
Can also God create people who is illiterate?
Who can read but illiterate? 會不會啊?
Would it?
那教授沒有聲出了。
So the professor has no reply on those questions.
我們的神是有一個自律的方法的。基督耶穌都活在律法之下。
And also, he said that our God is create rules. Even Christ live within the rules. So the professor has no reply on this question. So this is the coming time of the age.
Be careful.
Be careful. Those students, young people, study philosophy. One time they might have to deceive. So there are a few subjects in the university that you have to be careful.
哲學,
philosophy,
心理學,
psychology,
和人類學,
and also
anthropology.
All these three main subjects believe that there's no sin in the world. The philosophy. Say that everything, nothing is absolute, everything is relative. So I asked the philosophers. So you said that in the world there's no absolute, but all based on relativities. So if that's the case, your opinion would become an absolute statement. So if nothing is absolute, then your opinion becomes absolute.
大家明白吗?
So now he also, in a way, he believes in absolute.
即是你算绝对没有绝对而已嘛?
You believe, you don't believe absolute.
我们算绝对有绝对而已嘛, 大家明白吗?
We do believe there's an absolute. So why bother to get into a fruitless argument? The last I want to share with you with is First Corinthians.
Second Corinthians.
Sorry, Second Corinthians, chapter 6.
第14节,
verse 14.
去到第16节,
to
16.
This Bible verses shared a similar concept as Book of Daniel chapter
3. 義和不義有什麼相交呢？光明同黑暗有什麼相通呢？基督同埋魔鬼或者撒旦有什麼相和呢？信主嘅同不信主嘅有什麼相干呢？神的殿同偶像有什麼相同呢？因為我哋係永生神嘅殿。
Yeah, so verse 14, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with the darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Baal? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
中文好借順口啲啊。中文有好多個不字。
In Chinese interpretation, there's a lot of don't.
不相配，不同乎一轭，不相交，不相通，不相和，不相干。
In there, there's don't yoke together, don't have fellowship, don't have commonality.
到後來話不相同。
And the last is a it's different.
大家睇到嘛？不相配，不同乎一轭。不相交，不相通，不相和，不相干，不相同。
嗯，
好多个不字啊，中文吓。你喺圣经里边，你哋圈起佢喺中文圣经。中文圣经呢度讲得系好啲啊，清楚啲。
So that's a Chinese interpretation is more clear.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，呢个系末世嘅时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the end of the age.
我哋点样对呢个世界上要逼我哋拜金像嘅社会？
How do we handle the world that's forcing us to worship idols?
我哋想唔想要明白神嘅话语？
Do we want to understand the truth?
我哋或者系好似尼布甲尼撒二王咁样，话自己系神。
Or we just like behave like Nebuchadnezzar, treat
themselves
as God. 或者我哋好似
系听从尼布甲尼撒二王嗰班狗官，嗰个皇帝叫佢拜佢就拜。
Or just like Nebuchadnezzar, listen to the advice of his official.
你做乜你咪做乜咯。
You just follow the crowds.
好耐之前我有個同學就係入咗警界。
Long time ago, a friend of mine went to a police academy.
佢就喺警界出嚟嗰陣時候就升咗幫板啦，即刻。
After he graduated from his academy, he became promoted to be an officer.
咁啊，嗰晚就嗰啲其他嘅警官咧就請佢去夜總會。
At that date, his colleague invited him to the nightclub to celebrate.
咁啊，咁佢去廁所啦，咁啊，飲佢飲翻兩杯啊。
After he had a few drinks, he went to the washroom.
咁啊，人哋就有幾個人跟佢入廁所。
So when he went to the washroom, few
就問佢一件事。
Few of his friends follow him to the washroom and ask him questions.
佢話有兩種嘅差人㗎。
There are two types of police officer.
有一種咧就係唔收黑錢嘅。
One type is don't take bribery.
有一種咧就係收嘅。
And the other type would take the bribery.
你係邊一種啊
？What type are you？
如果人哋問你，咁你點答啊啦
？Let's say people ask you, how would you answer？
我睇你，如果你答錯咗咧，可能你出唔到去呢個廁所。Danny, what would you say？
What would you say？ You don't know, because when people pose you this type of questions, if you gave them the wrong answer, you may not be able to get off the washroom.
咁我問我同學，咁你點答啊
？So I asked my friend, how would you answer？
佢話：我唔知㗎，我跟你哋班先學嘢㗎嘛，你哋做乜我咪做乜咯。
He said, "Well, I don't know. Like, I just follow you, follow the crowd. Whatever you guys do, I will follow."
咁好明顯咧，佢而家手裏邊係點啊？攬滿嘅嗰啲係罪業嘅錢啦，係咪
？Obviously, he take lots of blood money.
所以好仔係唔好當差嘅，大家小心。
So that's why a good guy would not become a policeman.
何必擺自己喺咁嘅引誘地方度咧
？Why would you put yourself into the temptation position？
何必係埋沒自己嘅良心
？Why would you seal your conscience by doing this？
我哋今日一個結束嘅禱告。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋求你恩待我哋，睇我哋能夠明白你嘅話語。
Oh Father, we pray that you will show us the mercy so we can understand your words.
求你睇我哋能夠學習。但以利嘅三個嘅朋友
，so we can learn from friends of Daniel's。
我哋後來喺但以利書第三章見到，主要係人子係同佢哋在呢個火熱當中同行，拯救咗佢哋。
We saw that in chapter 3, that's a son of man with them in the blazing furnace to rescue them。
個皇帝嗰個恐嚇喺佢生命裏邊係唔會再生效。
And the threat of the Nebuchadnezzar has no meaning in our life.
主啊，求你使到我哋好知學
嗰三個青年人一樣。
Pray that you will help us to be imitate the behavior of those three friends.
對恐嚇嘅人，我哋係不理會。
Those who threaten our belief, we ignore them.
不尊重。
Show no respect.
不回答。
And no reply.
不侍奉，不敬拜。
Do not serve and do not worship them.
主啊，求你使我哋係能夠成為你嘅一個嘅用嘅人。
I pray that you will set us apart and use us.
主啊，你保守教會。
And pray that you will protect the church.
求你而家都係保守啊，林牧師喺紐約。
Also protect Pastor John in New York.
你將你嘅話語大大嘅賜俾你嘅仆人。
I pray that you will give him wisdom to reveal the words.
讓佢成為你恩典嘅出口。
So become the blessing to others.
讓佢在呢個末世嘅時間裏邊，係能夠係教導弟兄姊妹以敬虔過呢個末世嘅餘下嘅光景。
At this day of time, that you can teach your brother and sister to live a life that's a reference to you.
我咁感謝嘅，奉我主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.